Example 12. I have so little money with no improvement in sight. Example. My friend called, wanting me to go get something to eat and go to a movie, but I couldn't afford to do it. It isn't just that I don't think I should spend the money. I really have no money. I get paid in 2 more days, but for now, I'm broke. I have enough to eat in my apartment, not anything very good, but I have several cans of soup, cereal, and some granola bars and peanut butter and crackers, so I won't starve. But I'm so tired of having no money. Some of my friends have more money than I do, and they don't even have jobs. Their family sends them money. How sweet that is. I want to go back to school so I can get a better job. But that takes a long time before it makes any difference. And meanwhile, I can't see how I'll be able to work and go to school at the same time. I wish someone would give me some money. Whenever you're in the middle of some very vivid life experience, it's hard not to notice it. It's logical that you would have a keen awareness of how much money you have right now, because your financial situation affects so much of your life experience. Many things that are important to you are tied to your financial state. But while we understand that it is not likely that you could just stop noticing the fact that you currently have no money, we do want you to begin to understand that you have options about how you feel about your situation. In other words, you could have no money and feel terrified or angry, or you could have no money and find it amusing. Most discover that the way they feel depends upon the circumstances. Like, if I have no money right now, but I'll be paid soon, I would feel much better than if I have no money right now, and have no way of knowing when any will come. Most people feel the way they do at any point in time because of their awareness of how things are. When things are going well, they feel good. When things are going poorly, they feel bad, and that is the reason why so many people feel a need to control the conditions around them. We understand how enticing it is to attempt to control conditions, because through action and effort, you can control some conditions to a certain extent. But when you begin to see your world and your life from the standpoint of vibration, and you put more of your effort toward vibrational alignment and less toward physical action, you'll discover the leverage and power of thought. You will discover what the wealthy and influential people of your world have known and applied throughout history. Some very good things are happening to you while you're writhing in the discomfort of not having enough money. For from that uncomfortable place of knowing what you do not want, you are launching rockets of desire for what you do want. You want a greater feeling of security, and you want more money. You want to discover enjoyable activities that can produce revenue for you. You want to be able to afford things and experiences that are pleasing to you. In other words, your current situation is the basis from which you're asking for many things, and those things, because of your asking, are lining up for you even while you're writhing in a state of discomfort. However, as long as you're feeling the discomfort, you do not have access to what you've asked for. Your discomfort means that you're pointed upstream, while the things you're asking for are all downstream. You have to find some downstream thoughts regarding you and money, and until you do, nothing will change for you. And so, try to find a thought that gives you a slight sensation of relief. Like, I'll get paid on Friday, and then I'll have some money. There's a sense of relief in that thought, but it may be short-lived because you're so aware of your usual pattern. You get paid and have money for a few days. You spend the money quickly, and then you end up in that uncomfortable place again. And your discomfort is not only about not having enough money right now, it's also about not having enough money to last, or enough money to really live the way you want to live. You may feel unhappy with yourself that you did not apply yourself more diligently earlier in your life, having no college degree yet, and no career choice yet, even though friends your age have those things. You may feel resentment that your parents did not provide more support for you once you reached college age, or that your family had no business to include you in, or that you had no inheritance to look forward to. Often the subject of money has many deep-rooted ties that you must find relief from, or you will not allow yourself to turn and flow in the direction of the desires that your life has helped you to identify. In other words, it's really worth spending the time to find relief whenever you're keenly aware of negative emotions, because every time you make the effort, you release a bit more resistance. In time, you can actually become resistance-free, even on subjects like money that have so many connections to resistant thoughts and feelings. Remind yourself that you are where you are, and that is fine. Just plunge into the process from right where you are, making your statements, whatever they may be, and then work to find more relief in your statements in an effort to turn downstream. For instance, I do get paid on Friday, but I'll probably be broke again by Monday. I don't make enough money to live very well at all. So, you are where you are, and this is how things are, but you can feel better than this if you'll make an effort. I do have a job. I don't like it very much. I didn't have a hard time getting this job, however. It came to me relatively easily. I did have and still do have other job options. I do think I could get a better job if I really wanted to. Here you have a very slight improvement, but that's a very good thing, because even that much improvement opens a door to another level of improved ideas. For instance, this job seemed like a good fit at the time. Although I wanted a better job, this was, at the time, about all I could really see myself doing. My ideas of what I would like to do have changed. I could do better if I wanted to. Now, your words in this last sentence are about the same as the last sentence in the earlier grouping. However, this time, you're feeling them more. Your relief is obvious now. There are good-paying jobs that I'm capable of getting. Well, if that guy can earn more money, I can too. Everyone has to start from where they are. There are lots of self-made millionaires. Look at me, going from no money at all to thinking about self-made millionaires. Now, nothing has changed today in the amount of money that you have in your possession, but wonderful things have changed vibrationally in the last few minutes. We want you to understand that the difference in the way you felt and the way you now feel is the difference between no money and millions, but it will take more than one exercise to cause a consistent enough change that you'll see results. In other words, what you did just now is enough if you could maintain this freer, more secure, even humorous feeling that you have about money right now. But it's likely that the circumstances of your life will get your attention and you'll revert back to your more usual feelings about money. If you will sit with this improved feeling for a while and make a decision that you're going to use it as a downstream touchstone, and if you'll make a consistent effort to turn toward the thoughts of relief that are downstream, in a very short time you'll train your vibration into alignment with the desires that you have. And then, not only will you begin to consistently feel more financially secure, but your actual financial picture will begin to reflect those vibrational changes. There will be a time, not far from now, when you will experience money flowing to you so abundantly and easily that you'll find it humorous that you held it away for so long. Now, continue reaching for the better feeling thoughts. I always have enough money for whatever I want. I want many expensive and wonderful things. I now understand that whatever I want is easily available to me. I have only to identify it, and it comes to me. I now understand the ease that I have seen in the financial situation of others. I can now remove money from the equation. When my life helps me to understand that I desire something, the perfect circumstances to achieve it appear before me. I can always feel which path for achievement will please me most. It's interesting to me how many different paths are offered to me now. There's so much variety, each path nice in a different way, but all leading to the financial success I seek. So, if you've been following this by taking your time and trying to find some of the feelings that we were projecting in these foregoing statements, you've come a long way from a position of no money to financial independence. You are where you are. It doesn't matter how much or how little money you have in relationship to others. There are no limitations for you. Your own life is helping you define your current goals, and when you find relieving downstream thoughts, you will achieve them. Universal laws support you in this. The law of attraction will continue to show you the path of least resistance, and the ways in which your life will improve are unlimited.